Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. And hell, it's the weekend, baby. Go ahead and get you something to drink, baby. This weekend has started. It is Friday, but hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty Show T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the face of Sports Radio 610, Tyler Milner, has the latest. And the latest is, I did want to get you ready for the Astros, but I want to start actually with the Texans, because there is now recent news about 60 seconds ago. So I guess I could have said a minute. But about a minute ago, in real time, there's been an update on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, according to Aaron Wilson. Initially today, Texans C.J. Gardner-Johnson, this according to reports from last night, Diana Rossini of The Athletic, C.J. Gardner-Johnson did not tear his ACL during today's practice. This was done last night, again, per source. Expected to miss some time, but the injury is not expected to be season-ending. Here is Aaron Wilson just about a minute and 25 seconds ago. Further testing revealed that the Texans safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson's knee injury isn't as serious as it could have been. And listen to this.
That is correct.
And it's not out of the question that he could be back as soon as the regular season opener versus the Rams.
Let's go!
That is correct.
Again, I want to read that.
Some good that damn safety position is drunk for us. These reports these last couple of days, he's out for the season, it looks like, towards ACL. Jimmy Ward, okay, well, when's Jimmy Ward getting back? Hell, he gets arrested again.
They said it was somber.
Oh, hell, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, boom, C.J. Gardner-Johnson may be ready for the opener.
And we'll get to Jimmy here in a bit, but Clint, again, if you just missed it, it was reports yesterday, as Clint just said, that it was not a tear in the ACL. That was what was feared. Yo, Clint Wright, is that what you, I don't know, AC, whatever it was, I thought it was serious. Never in my wildest dreams did I think we were going to get a report that it's not out of the question that he could be back as soon as the regular season opener versus the Rams. The way that everyone was talking, reported how it looked.
Yeah.
This is great news for the Texans, but, I mean, really surprising news.
Surprising news, but great news. You are correct, man. This is big. I mean, look, this is a different team with C.J. Gardner-Johnson out there. You're deeper. You're more versatile. You're more experienced. There's a Super Bowl winning, standard, if you will, that comes with him. So, yeah, I mean, he is a huge plus, a huge bonus, and changes the game for the Texans defensively on and off the field. So, yeah, hell yeah, this is big news. If he potentially could be back for the opener, if he's potentially back the first month of the season, you're in really good shape if you're Houston.
And I want to make a correction real quick. That was not Aaron Wilson. I'm sorry. That was Adam Schefter of ESPN with that report. Not Aaron Wilson. So Adam Schefter reporting that it is not out of the question that he gets.
How did you mess that one up? What's Tyler laughing at?
I don't know. It was A's. It looked like his. I thought I was looking at Aaron Wilson, but I was looking at Adam Schefter.
I can't figure out what's going on in there. Tyler's about to lose it. Well, I'm thinking, what the hell, did he play a prank or something?
Yeah, there's been a lot of reports on this one. Sorry, Aaron, I didn't mean to misreport you or Aaron.
Aaron don't need no help.
Hold on, Joe.
Adam Schefter. That was Adam Schefter with that story. Which, that's big. Nobody's more locked in the NFL than Adam Schefter. So again, he could be back against the Rams. For me, could he be back for the Rams? Fine. I don't know. I don't think there's a need to rush him. But what it at least tells me, Clint, is if he's not back for the Rams, then it does seem like he's back soon, right? It does seem like he'll be back for the first quarter of the season, right? Yeah. If it's not the Rams, maybe it's the Monday night game against the Bucs in week two at home. This clearly is not a he's going to miss half the season. This is not a, all right, maybe you get him back week eight, week nine. No, this seems like early in the season if he misses any time.
The good news here really is that it's obvious. Well, some say obvious. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's going to be any surgeries. There doesn't seem like there needs to be anything repaired. So you're talking about get the swelling down, address whatever issues, whatever strains, whatever may be there. And you can continue to at some point, you know, you can continue to stay in some level of shape, stay in the weight room. You can, there's things that he's going to be able to do because he's not going to have to go under the knife that are going to keep him not from just missing the time that a surgery would have made him miss, but also the recovery aspect of it. So, yeah, man, this is big for CJ Gardner-Johnson. I'm happy for him, man. He's a dude that I'm looking forward to covering here, and hopefully we'll be able to do that from jump.
And then it was big too to hear that, because off of what we heard yesterday with Jimmy Ward, immediately after the injury, when we thought it was going to be very, very serious, the thought was, where is Jimmy Ward from a legal and health perspective? Well, last night, Jimmy Ward was arrested on a bail violation, his lawyer said. He was arrested Thursday evening for the second time in 2 months, according to the Montgomery County, Texas jail website. Ward was arrested on a warrant related to a felony offense. No bail was listed, but Ward will be released by court order Friday, according to the website. Ward's lawyer, Steve Jackson, said that Ward was arrested because he tested positive for alcohol in violation of his previous release, and that as a result, he had to spend a night in jail. Jackson told a television station that Ward was not facing any new allegations and that Ward was not aware he could not drink alcohol. Texans declined comment there. Clint, I think you look at that, especially now when you get this news that CJ Gardner-Johnson's injury is not only season-ending, hell, according to Adam Schefter, not Aaron Wilson, which I made a mistake on. According to Adam Schefter, this could be back as soon as week one. Clint, to me, this is, I believe, inexcusable for Jimmy Ward to put himself in a situation where he was arrested, had to stay another night in jail. You have to know in this situation where you are right now, you have to know what it is you can and cannot do. And I think there has got to be a real conversation of, is this the end of the road for the Texans with Jimmy Ward? I think it's got to be a real conversation.
Yeah, look, I mean, you got to think that not knowing the stipulations of your probation or your legal issues.
That gets you arrested again.
Yeah, I mean, something that's as serious as could get you arrested again. That it's hard to understand the situation that Jimmy Ward is in. It's hard to understand where he or his representation aren't fully aware of that and making sure that he's not caught, you know, with any level of drug or alcohol in his system that could potentially make that could make this a reality. So, yeah, man, I think it was probably a real stretch for D'Amico Rines to stay loyal and kind of move forward with Jimmy Ward as is, given the legal troubles that happened a couple of months ago. I got to imagine for an organization that constantly preaches about taking care of your body, what you put in is what you get out, and being a professional and all these different things, nothing that Jimmy Ward has done in the last 2 months that's been made public, nothing that he's done screams D'Amico Rines, Nick Caserio, and what they've established here as the Texan way. I got to believe that he's on the verge of
I mean, he's making it tough.
Yeah.
He's making it really tough for them. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Would you be done with Jimmy Ward if you were making the decisions for the Texans? We'll see what happens after this. His initial issue still hasn't been resolved yet either, and that should be coming up soon.
I think it's next week.
Yeah, that should be coming up soon, too. So, awful, awful timing from Jimmy Ward.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
5 o'clock fire.
Speaking of those guys, the Astros start off a series tonight against the New York Yankees. Hunter Brown gets the ball against. I'll let Tyler have this. He enjoys this. Who's getting the start for the New York Yankees, Tyler? Cam.
Is it? I don't have it up, so I'm gonna guess, but it's some wild like Schlitter.
Cam Schlitter gets the start.
Schlitter's
he
list.
He said it in my ear earlier. He goes, I can't get off of this guy's name for the Yankees.
It's so wild.
Cam Schlitter. Schlitter gets the ball tonight. And hang on to your hats, all of you guys out there, from Jeff Blum to Todd Callis to anybody who is going to be tasked with saying that name. You better slow down.
Ooh, yeah, don't get tongue-tied
and don't try to get confident and get cute and roll right through it, or you have yourself a problem. But Cam Schlitter, he gets the ball tonight against Hunter Brown. Framber pitches tomorrow, and then Colton Gordon is going to get the ball on Sunday. The lineup tonight, Pena back in the leadoff spot, Jesus Sanchez in left field, Altuve, Correa, Walker, Yiner Diaz is catching tonight. Taylor Trammell back in center field. Mauricio Dubon at second. Cam Smith gets the ball. Clint, to me, this is an enormous series. The Mariners have closed this down to 1.5. They are hosting the Tampa Bay Rays, who have been struggling as of late as well. They're in a bit of a tailspin. And, Clint, you have Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez going. You have to have them shut the door down, and you have to win this series, Clint, with those two guys going.
Well, not only this series, Ron. I think as we see the Astros are the way they're set right now, there was no third starter acquired at the trade deadline, and so you're looking at Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, and I think the spotlight is on those guys the rest of the way, not just this series. Those two guys have to be absolute nails moving forward, because there is no telling
absolutely
what's going to happen around them the other three starts. Whether it's Spencer Arrighetti or Colton Gordon, obviously is a crapshoot, but Spencer Arrighetti, hell, everybody's a crapshoot other than those two right now. So it's not just this series; it's really the rest of the way for the Astros as it pertains to Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown. But you're right; I mean, none's more important than this series right here, given the fact that lead in the division is dwindling, and the Mariners seem to be getting stronger when you seem to be cooling off a little bit relative to what you were able to do in the first half.
And I think this is a gut punch, right? Like, this is maybe an odd comparison, but you knew for you when you were playing at Arkansas and you were having maybe things wasn't right in the passing game, you felt like, all right, I can go to Anthony Lucas. Yeah. There's a play, there's something. that I know that I can go to settle things down and we feel good. If that's taken away from you, you're like, good God, man, where are the answers? Yeah. Right now, it hasn't been going well. It hasn't. But if you're the Astros, you feel like you can rely on and lean back on, all right, we've got Hunter and Framber to right the ship. And if they lose this one with 47 to go and they look up and, damn it, it's a half game. Mm-hmm. Damn it, they're tied. And the worst case scenario, they jump over you. I think that will be a real gut punch to this team if they can't turn to Framber and Hunter to slow this thing down.
No question. And whether they can't turn to them or I don't know, Ron, to be honest with you, that they can withstand either of those guys cooling off.
No, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
we're right there with the pressure and every outing it matters. But, boy, you look at this thing. I mean, if one of those guys cools off and aren't just nails and you can't bank on them, which I would imagine that both of them will be fine. But, they've got to pitch well moving forward.
Yep. We'll see it tonight. They get going on Apple tonight at 6, a little after 6 o'clock.
I got that Apple TV.
There you go. I know I do.
Who's your daddy now?
Should I say the Astros?
5 o'clock fire.
Thanks, Pedro. Smoke, a great show on Apple. Comes out every Friday.
Really?
Really good.
Smoke, what is that?
Smoke, it's, what's her, Journey Smollett.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the star of the show, Etrogen, I can't remember his first name, but... he's an arsonist inspector, and it's trying to solve a crime. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. They probably about 7-8 episodes out. I was on the plane really running that thing in. Good show.
I'll have to lean in on that one.
Colts, Anthony Richardson last night, played about 4 snaps and he dislocated his pinky. It looked nasty as hell. This from Anthony Richardson, it was weird. Richardson said, He hit me. I was trying to make sure I had the ball, and I looked down. I saw my finger in a different direction. I'm like, maybe I'm tripping. And then I looked again. I said, no, it was definitely looking like that. He acknowledged that he didn't anticipate the blitzing linebacker and should have been more aware of it. Clint, I know yesterday that is probably, and it's unfortunate he got hurt. By the way, it looks like he's actually going to be all right. They're saying he could play in their next preseason game. But, Clint, that I think that's exactly what you were looking at that just concerns you, that he puts himself in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, that play is in literally one snap of the football is Anthony Richardson in a nutshell. And it's just the reality of it. It is a basic blitz with everybody was crowded at the line of scrimmage. And to not even – you got the offensive line sliding left, and to not even peek to your right, where your hots are, where your trouble spots in the protection are, to just completely have no idea those guys are coming free is unacceptable. And then in the process, you know, he gets hit and he gets injured. So now you throw the injury-prone aspect of Anthony Richardson in there. So, yeah, I mean, that play right there is indicative of what's going to make or break Anthony Richardson in this league. If he doesn't have the ability at this point in time, I don't care how much football he's played or not played because of injury in the NFL, if he doesn't have the ability right now to be in that scenario, sliding that protection left, and know my danger zone is right here to my right, I've got my hots built in, boom, let me just take a quick peek over there. If you want to work left to whoever was in the slot, that's fine, but let me at least peek at that backside to make sure I'm picked up, make sure that backer doesn't come. If they bring two, I'm hot. They brought two from jump. There was never a hesitation. And he's got to – if you can't see that very, very base, I'll be disappointed at tonight with Shedeur Sanders playing. I'll be disappointed if he sees that blitz and doesn't see it, like gets that blitz and doesn't see it. And we're talking about what is Anthony, third year?
Third year. Same year as CJ.
Yeah, so third year, same system. I mean, this is just – it's unacceptable, man. It's unfortunate because I want to see the kid succeed and have some good times in the league because he is a special player. But, damn, you just can't –
Special talent.
Talent, there you go. You can't play with those kind of things happening.
All right, coming up, as I said, we will give you the latest. There is more details to the Rockets and their upcoming season. We told you they are going to be on opening night. There's more, and – if you missed what John Harris had to say about what he saw and what he's experienced when it comes to the offensive line in yesterday's practice, you don't want to miss what he had to say. We'll do that next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, at the end of the 4 o'clock hour, Tyler let us know as some info on primetime games is starting to get released for the NBA coming up. And we understand that, you know, it's a kind of a new era in the NBA. There's no more TNT, but there is still inside the NBA because they're just moving to ESPN. But now NBC gets it back. And we'll hear that classic music that they used to play back in the day. But NBC gets it back. Amazon is now a part of it, along with ESPN, ABC. And so NBC is getting opening night. And as Tyler reported, if you missed it, the Rockets are a part of the doubleheader. There's two games. They will open up in Oklahoma City, as it will be banner and ring night for the Thunder. But OKC will host the Houston Rockets, and they will play the first game of the NBA season opening night. They're the first doubleheader. Second one is Warriors-Lakers. And then, Clint, also on Christmas Day, as I said in that segment, you can book it. They're going to get a Christmas Day game. That came out, too. They have the primetime game, the 5 o'clock game at Lakers. It will be Rockets at Lakers, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. The middle game, that's the big one they will have, as they do every year, that middle one. Last year, usually that's like it's LeBron and somebody, right? And somebody, and the Rockets are in that game. And on Christmas Day, they put their stars and their big important teams, and the Rockets have now become that. They have become that team, that level of team, and they will play Christmas Day on the road against the Lakers. Probably the highest rated game. And I got to, you know what? It'll be interesting to see what is the NFL schedule. I wonder that day what they're going up against. I wonder if they try to stagger these things so they don't run into some of their games. But anyway, Christmas Day, one of the biggest days in the regular season calendar for the NBA, and the Rockets are facing the Lakers on that. So that's the latest there. Opening night and Christmas Day, the Rockets are smack dab in the middle of it as they acquire Kevin Durant and played really, really well as the 2 seed in the West last year. Moving on to the Texans, John, our guy John Harris, who comes on behind us every single night, Texans All Access. He was speaking about what he saw between the switch with Cam Robinson going out and then moving Tytus Howard back out to right tackle, his natural position, and what he saw and what it made him think when he saw that and saw the performance of Tytus Howard.
Don't get comfortable with what you think the offensive line is going
to
be.
Yeah, and D'Amico said that after practice, too.
Yep, and not only are there different people, there are people in different spots. Like, we've been talking about Tytus Howard as a guard, and then all of a sudden, he's over at right tackle. And the interesting part, in a sense, is, and I don't know the right way of saying it, but you know, Will and Daniil have done a tremendous job this camp. They're so difficult to block. But I think what it probably did was it showed the staff, like, hey, we need to do something before it's too late. And one of the somethings to do was to move Tytus out to right tackle, at least for today.
All right, that's John Harris. He also, again, check those guys out, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, every night after us at 6 o'clock. But he also said, Clint, the pass protection really improved. And he said he thought that Tytus Howard was this team's best guard, but the pass protection improved so much where they were getting a lot of pressure off the edges when Tytus Howard moved to right tackle that it was hard to ignore. And I think the thought is, how much of a possibility do you think that should be something the Texans are exploring?
Well, I don't think they have a choice. Like, I think they put themselves in a position to where their best guard is also their best tackle, and that's Tytus Howard. And he literally would be your best left tackle, best left guard, best right tackle. And so they're looking for their best five, and he cannot play, obviously, more than one position. And so, you know, for me, this is – I don't know what you expected. Like, for Nick and D'Amico to go out there with Cam Robinson, Blake Fisher, and Ariante Ursery at the tackle position, and then 2 weeks into training camp, look up and go, hey, man, we can't get anybody to protect the damn quarterback off the edges at all when you got Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter coming off the edge. Like, what did you expect was going to happen? There's no doubt. You shouldn't be surprised that you move Tytus Howard out there and you get better tackle play. He's the best tackle that you have on the team right now. So, I don't know, man. I'm less concerned about where Tytus plays and where he doesn't play and who plays tech, and more concerned about, again, the organization's ability to fix the offensive line issues that were last year. I thought when we started camp and there wasn't a bunch of this rotation at every single position that there was at least some level of, hey, Laken Tomlinson is a guard that, man, he's our best guard. He's a guard through and through, and he's that dude, right? Cam Robinson is a left tackle through and through, and he's that dude. Tytus Howard is the right guard through, and he's that dude. And it just looks like, you know, there's very little truth to that and very little substance behind that becoming true. And it just, boy, my confidence level in their ability to fix this offensive line has really taken a hit with this Tytus Howard move. With John Harris talking about, you know, the him playing tackle, like, this should be. I don't know how anybody looks at Tytus Howard moving to tackle and the protection getting significantly better after you investing all the time and effort, and Tytus investing all the time and effort of playing guard and fixing the interior offensive line problem like that. Like, to just go, oh, yeah, man, it's better protection off the edge. No, I'm like, this is indicative of a bigger problem.
Yep.
This is indicative of a bigger problem. One of the biggest issues this offseason in the NFL was the Texans, a 10-win team, a second-round playoff team for two straight years with a young quarterback that's got a chance to be one of the best in the game, fixing the protection in front of him and not getting him hurt. Give him a chance to play winning football at the quarterback position. And this Tytus Howard stuff really, really, I mean, it hits my confidence level that they have done that, that they're going to be able to do it, and that this team's not going to really struggle from a personnel standpoint. Look, I think if Nick Caley can't fix some of the pass protection problems, then Nick Caley's not going to last long as an offensive coordinator. If C.J. Stroud can't be the main communicator and be more in control and protect himself and know where the heat's coming from and be better, then C.J. Stroud's not as good a quarterback as we thought C.J. Stroud was. But the reality of it is he should have pieces up front that he has confidence in. And right now, we're looking at a makeshift offensive line that's more similar to 2024 minus Laremy Tunsil than we hoped it would be.
And listen, Tyler, you can mark the tape here. And of course, if this does not come true, then just ignore it. But you can mark the tape here. I think this is going to happen. I get the feel, and I remember when they first brought him over, and I'm not feeling like Luke. Luke just was completely out on the move. I guess he was a real follower of the Vikings and was completely out on the Cam Robinson thing.
He grew up watching him, yeah.
I think Cam Robinson may potentially force their hands. I think there could be a situation where he struggles to a point where it's like, we may need to make some moves. And I could see them... I could see them having to get out of that and potentially move Ursary over to the left side, and because they don't trust another tackle to come in right now.
Well, you,
to move him out.
You want to talk about insult to injury.
I think it's going to happen.
You paid $14 million to doesn't pan out to be a serviceable tackle. That would be scary. Yeah, that would be scary. No. I don't want to overthink this, but the Tytus Howard thing is. I mean, I don't think a guy commits to guard, plays guard, doesn't move to tackle for the first time in his career, committed to a position that looks like he's going to play, and then all of a sudden he bumps out to tackle. I don't think that move is made lightly. I don't think that's just, this is what the coaches thought was best for the team. That is a move that's indicative of guys not working out. Like Blake Fisher not working out. Ariante Ursary, he's a rookie. I mean, the expectations were probably unfair. Cam Robinson, is he working out or not? Is he healthy or not? Like, it's indicative of a bigger problem than just one guy having to play a different position.
T-Mill, been in the green all week, Clint. And I'll even take one of his misses yesterday. I was really bullish on the, 2.5 for the Reds. And everything I said they wouldn't do, Paul Skeens and the Pirates did to them, and they did not score a single run as they lost 7-0. So I'll take a little bit of that, but he still finished in the green. He is looking to go 5-for-5 this week, finishing in the green. We'll get the best bets for you to make a little cash. He's rolling right now. And Clint believes that the Texans should absolutely steal exactly what the Bengals did last night as they prepare to play the Vikings tomorrow. We'll explain coming up.
Not only do I stop by Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Tyler, shout out.
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hopefully everybody's enjoying and getting ready to enjoy the weekend, as you should and we intend to, coming up. Behind us, though, if you're still rolling through and rolling around, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they will have the Hall of Famer, Andre Johnson. He will be live with the fellas coming up at 6 o'clock. Andre Johnson will be live, so stay tuned for that as he joins the fellas. Also, Area 45, they are back in action. Sean Bajani, our guy Chris Pardee, is in the building along with Chris Santiago. So be ready for that. They will have the post-game show for you as a big, big series with Hunter Brown on the mound starting for the Astros against the Yankees. So stay tuned for that. And they will also get you prepped and ready for the first preseason game tomorrow against the Vikings and all the other fun, crazy things that they do. They're also a part of us, a major part of us being a finalist for a Marconi Award, as they have the best late night sports show in all of Houston. So stay tuned for that coming up after Texans All Access. And then, of course, T-Mill's best bets, as we said earlier, he is trying to give you a 5-for-5 week in the green to make you some money, over 60%. Thus far, we'll see if he can continue to do that. You did bring up something as we were talking about what John Harris said with Tytus Howard. It is interesting. Tytus Howard, who I would say is a good NFL offensive lineman. I think for him, and now that I think he has a full training camp, that's coming to be a better place. His versatility and ability to play, I'd say four different spots. He's played four different spots. Well, at least three different spots in the NFL. He'll play right guard at some point this year, you would think, and have played four different spots in the NFL kind of helps his status. But I don't think he's ever been to a Pro Bowl or...
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Really been looked at as that, and coming into the year, as you've said, one of the issues that had to be fixed and addressed in the NFL was up front, that he's probably your best right tackle, your best right guard, your best left guard, and maybe your best left tackle on the team. And it's coming from somebody who's you know, accolades are not that huge when it comes to the NFL, which, you know, kind of lets you know where they are right now.
Yeah, look, we're not talking about Joe Tooney here. Yeah. That's just the reality of it. And the thing is, you know, they're really banking on the exit of Laremy Tunsil, the turning over of the, you know, leadership in the O-line room, the standard, the accountability, the bar that's set there, really, really making a drastic change. And I think it's a real gamble. And now all of a sudden in the middle of you know, 2 weeks into camp, you know, you take who your immediate answer was to stop the you know, to fix the pass protection from the inside out, which is D'Amico Ryan's words, not mine. I mean, they said from jump they've got to fix this pass protection issue from the inside out, the inside out, the inside out. And the way you do that is Titus Howard bumps down, and now all of a sudden Titus is bumping out. Now, that was your answer to fix the inside problem. Now all of a sudden he's going to be the answer to fix your outside problem. I don't know that you're any closer to fixing your offensive line issues than you were the day that the season ended last year. In fact, you can argue you're further away from it because Laremy Tunsil's gone.
Yeah.
So, look, I like a lot of what they've done with the offensive line. I love them getting out of the Laremy Tunsil business. I wish they'd have went and spent more money in terms of bringing in surefire, proven interior offensive linemen. I wish they'd have left Titus at tackle from jump and brought in some of the key free agents at the interior offensive line position. But I'm willing to hear it out. I'm willing to see kind of where this thing goes. I don't think it's crazy, Ron, to say, you know, we had a bad dynamic in that O-line room. Yes, Laremy Tunsil was extremely talented, but the dynamic in the room across the board was not good, and an overhaul of that room and a change at coach and a change at mentality, and you know, it's not crazy to think that really bears fruit sooner rather than later. But damn, man, this move with Titus Howard really, really hits my confidence in a way that I didn't expect.
Yeah, an interesting situation. By the way, as we talked about earlier, they do get going in their first preseason game. And we watched the Bengals last night, and I'm telling you, I was surprised that they had their ones, including their franchise quarterback, Joe Burrow, who has wrecked their chances when he's gotten hurt multiple times in his career. They went out there, and he had 16, hell, if you count the penalty, 17 snaps that their ones ran. They played the whole first quarter. And he was 9 of 10, 2 touchdown passes. I know that is the approach you wish D'Amico Ryans would take, and I don't think he is.
Well, the approach that I'm talking about is to know who you are and view what tasks are laid at your feet as something that needs to be addressed aggressively, right? And with maybe taking a little risk along the way. Like, I don't think that the Cincinnati Bengals, I don't think anybody in the organization was real happy about the organization being in a position where Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow needed to play on August the 8th in a preseason game. I don't think that they were real excited about that. Joe Burrow had taken 15 total snaps in 5 years in the preseason. But the truth of the matter is they have really struggled of late, starting season slow and finishing fast. And so how do you address your starting slow problem? You get started sooner. You get started a little sooner. You treat game preseason 1, 2, and 3 like a real game, and then maybe opening week, which is going to be game 4 for them, maybe your team doesn't get off to an 0-3 start and dig a hole in the first 10 weeks of the season that you can't dig out of, even if you win 5 straight to end the season, right? They know who they are. They understand their problems, and they're attacking them in a certain way. Sure, there's a little risk associated with it, but I love that approach. I think with the Texans, I think – I'm not saying you have to do it, but I think it would make great sense. It would make a lot of sense to look at your offense as, hey, you're an offense that's, one, had a messy camp so far because your defense is so good. Two, you're installing a new offense, the new play caller, where the quarterback's got more command, with an overhauled offense and a bunch of new receivers in the building with the exception of Nico Collins, right? You need that time on task. You need those reps, the opportunities. You know, they're few and far between this time of year. And so you know, I think it's an option the Texans could take. It's a direction they could take, and I would like to see them do it versus sit everybody, and then we'll just go back to the drawing board. We'll start week one with Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud having worked together in a game-like situation maybe once.
Yeah, their training camp that they've had offensively just – And then when you combine that with all the new parts, including the system and players, playing one preseason game and two scrimmages against the Panthers and the Lions in joint practices feels like they're not taking advantage of everything that this team may need. Now, I'm not, hell, they know more than we do, and they know the guys, but it just, when you just say it out loud with how they've performed, how they've struggled, when they talked about the learning process, it just, that doesn't feel like a lot going into the game against the Rams.
That's just,
and we'll see what happens.
It's never going to be enough. That's the key. And I think D'Amico and Nick and CJ and everybody would tell you it's never going to be enough. But, you know, I think D'Amico, the one thing where it seems like he may still be kind of feeling his way through is being a defensive-minded head coach and figuring out how to manage that offense. Just in general, stay on top of what they're doing so it doesn't bite you in the ass like it did last year. And also, what's the best way to prepare and install an offense under this situation, right? I think that's something that I don't know that D'Amico has ever done. Under this particular circumstance, and we know that Nick Caley hasn't ever done it as an offensive coordinator, and so, you know, we'll see how it all ends up working out. I know for me, I sure would like the approach of, hey, man, we know there's some risk associated with it, but we got an offense to install, and we need some run.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the face that produces the place.
That was fire.
T-Mill's best bets. He is 4-for-4 this week, been in the green all week. Let's see if he can add to that. What's your best bets? Let's see if we can win some money for the people.
Yeah, man, it has been a much-needed successful week in the green, putting money in pockets. Let's do it again on a Friday. I got five mo. I've had five for you every day this week around Major League Baseball. Three of these five tonight. Well, you know, we got to end in a bang and end with some Stros bets. I got 3 of 5 in this Stros-Yankee turd matchup. First, Orioles, money line. They win the game tonight hosting the Athletics. I got the odds for me at minus 120. Another money line up next, the Dodgers. They are hosting Canada, the Blue Jays.
Well, this will be a fun series.
Yeah, it will. I got the Dodgers winning this one against the Blue Jays at minus 130. And now your three Astros bets. First, Astros are winning this. The Yankees got one daddy. It resides in Houston. Astros win tonight with Hunter Brown on the bump.
They should.
I got it at plus 110, man. Like that Hunter Brown on the bump? Like,
they should.
I don't get it, but
Yankees been struggling too.
Yeah. Great odds. Astros money line. Last two real fast. Astros for their team total. Astros bats are going to wake up a little bit. I think they get over 3.5 runs. And lastly, the guy I was just talking about, the Diesel, Hunter Brown. Over 6.5 Yankee strikeouts tonight at minus 140. That's my favorite one tonight. Those are your best bets. Let's get another Green Day.
Yeah. I would say my favorite is the money line for the Astros. I think they're going to win, too. Blue Jays coming off of a 45-6 series as they obliterated the Rockies. We'll see. Maybe
was it 20-1?
Yeah, 21 and 15-1. Bookend games of the series. Kick it off 15-1 and the finale 20-1. So maybe the Dodgers bat pitching kind of slows down those bats in Toronto, but we'll see. Hey, man, good week. Hopefully the Astros come through for you tonight and you can end on a high note as well. All right, Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job. You guys enjoy the weekend. I'm going to go see Drunk Shakespeare, so that'll be fun as well.
I've heard good things, man. Enjoy that.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
Please report back.
I will. All right. My name is Ron Michelle Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. And I know it's going to be. Hell, I'm not even on the Wikipedia page, so you know it wasn't going to be me. They had Tyler Milner, Clint, representing Sports Radio 610.
As well they
and
should.
When the Marconi Awards and the nominees come in, they think Sports Radio 610, the face they will see in a Victory Monday t-shirt.
Yeah.
Is Tyler Milner.
Let's go, baby.
You let my words enter your ear hole and into your dome, and we're all happy.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about. Golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.